You are listening to Bright Talk Radio with Andrea DeBell, where we discuss new consciousness for a new life. We bring you a way to add more brightness to your life with practical tips and spirituality. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Bright Talk Radio. I am Andrea DeBell, your host. And today we'll be talking about on how to enjoy life from a more effortless approach. I know sometimes we tend to force life, make life happen. We try so hard to make things go our way. It's the mentality of no pain, no gain. We have to work hard. We have to strive. We have to force it, make it happen the way we want things to happen, so that we can create our life our way. And that is very tiring, isn't it? When we are trying to really force the solutions, to come up with the solutions that we want to happen, and to really, what I call sometimes, breaking down the doors. Not just knocking on a door, so a door could open for us, but breaking down the door and forcing our way through the path we want to go. It doesn't always work out our way, and when it does, it's very tiring. Well, life can be much easier if we allow it to flow effortlessly. And I'll give an example of what Abraham used to say is a metaphor of going down the river. And I really like it because it exemplifies how we go through life and how it would be so much easier to just flow down the river. And it's an example that, let's say you're on a raft with a group of people and you just are going down the river. So when you put the raft or the tube in the river, you can just sit back and relax and allow that tube or the raft to float down the river. What we sometimes try to do, actually often try to do, is to paddle upstream, to go against the current, against the natural flow of life, because we are trying so hard. So we are paddling, going upstream. So not if it's a very busy river, a strong current going down, and if you're trying to go against the stream of the river, wouldn't that be very hard, very tiring, a lot of work, right? And how much far would you go when you're trying to paddle going upstream on a river that might have a very strong current? It may be that you don't go far at all. It may be that you're trying to paddle and you're still going down, but very slowly going down the river because you're trying to go up. You may go up just a little, but you'll be exhausted. And isn't that how we feel sometimes with our lives? We feel exhausted. We feel like throwing out the towel, giving up on our projects, or surrendering and not doing anything anymore, or complaining that life doesn't work for us. That's when we are paddling upstream. We are working really hard to make things go away. Now, the easier way would obviously be to sit on the raft on that tube and just allow yourself to float down the river, going with the stream. That's what's called going with the stream of life, allowing yourself to just float effortlessly. So now, how do we do that? How do we go effortlessly through life instead of trying to fight our way through life upstream? Well, the difference is listening to our inner guidance and the signs of grace. Now, our life is filled with signs of grace. It's like our higher self telling us the path to go. It's like the path is lined up and there are little signs to go there. A lot of times we don't look at the signs. We don't want to pay attention to that, because our ego is telling us what to do and what's best for us. And that's the loudest voice in our head all the time. So it's easier for us to listen to that voice and try to follow it, try to come up with our solutions, try to make things happen our way, because that's what we are listening to. Now, the signs of grace, if we just slow down and allow ourselves to listen or to see the signs of grace, they're everywhere. There are little doors, they're open. There are things that people tell you. There's synchronicity. They're what happens sometimes without you understanding why this happened. They're the coincidences in our lives. So start paying attention to those little details to help you go downstream, right? The philosophy of no pain, no gain assumes that we really have to work hard. We already put the idea in our life that we need to have pain. Now, I always say, why complicate life when we can make it easy, right? Wouldn't it be absurd to complicate our lives if we can have a simpler, uncomplicated life? Now, why do we like to complicate life? Maybe we like the drama. We like the story that we are in. So we have something to tell people, to tell ourselves that we are engaged on. Or maybe because we don't know any other way. That's the way we've been doing. That's the only way we know how to live life, is a complicated life, is to complicate things for us, right? So the no pain, no gain, if you notice, anytime you live by a motto that already has a negative connotation there, that's what you're bringing into your life. So when you think that you need to have pain, you need to go to trials and tribulations to achieve what you'd like, that's a very negative view, because it's assuming that life has to be hard, that you have to suffer. Now, we don't really need to suffer and life don't need to be hard. That's not to say that we are not to learn the lessons on the way, and that sometimes we may find those lessons are more painful than we'd like. That's a little bit different. It's not that we're striving to do something. It's that sometimes life will dish out to us lessons that are sometimes not what we would like, but they're always for our best. So we welcome them, even though we may seem them as unpleasant lessons. They're only unpleasant if that's the connotation we'd like to give to them, right? Because at that moment, we are judging the lesson as unpleasant. So even in that case, it doesn't have to be painful. We can welcome the lesson that came in a not so pleasant package and make that a blessing. So you can revert everything in your life to be a blessing instead of pain. That's one of the ways to flow effortlessly on the river, because you're welcoming the current in your life, meaning all the lessons that are coming to you, regardless of the package that they came with, regardless if it was through disease that you had to learn something, through a death in the family that you had to learn something, through a breakup, through a fight, through disappointment, through anything that was unpleasant that brought a lesson to you, that you had to learn something. Now, right now, you may not see that, but with time, you notice that there was a lesson there. And when you revert anything that happens to your life to see there is a blessing there, then there's no room for pain. Because pain and love cannot coexist. So when you replace the pain that you're having for love, because you're loving the lesson that is bringing you, even if you may not know the lesson yet, which often we don't, we only notice the lesson way, way down the line. But you're already welcoming it, loving that you have a lesson to learn, loving that there is something there for you that you don't know yet. And that reverts the pain process. Like I said, love replaces everything. You cannot have fear, you cannot have pain if you're in a place of love and gratitude, gratitude for the lessons. That allows you to flow easily, effortlessly down the river. If you're in gratitude, if you're in love, you're flowing with the current of life. You're flowing with your inner state, with what you have inside of you, which is already peace and love and quietness and bliss. You're already flowing with that. Now, another way to connect with that so we can flow down the river is to listen to our inner voice instead of our ego voice, who is telling us to work really hard, to really pedal up and pedal faster and be stronger about it. Now, the other voice is telling us to allow it. Instead of struggling, to allow things to happen. To allow the universe to unfold beautifully for you. To allow things to come your way. Allowing is not as easy as we think, because it's not what we are used to doing. We are used to make it happen instead of allow it to happen. Because we think that allowing may not be empowering. It's way more empowering when we make it happen, right? Because we're in control. Well, when we think we're in control of our lives, I think we fall flat on our face, because life will show us again and again that we cannot control the universe. We can only be a part of it, co-create, be in union with it, not be in control of it. You can control what you are part of. So when we try to control, we really get frustrated. Again, we are pedaling against the current, trying to control our lives, trying to control what happens. But that's what happens to all of us. I have to tell that I have a little bit of a control freak in my nature, which I'm always trying to acknowledge and notice. So I release that and allow myself to flow more effortlessly instead of controlling my life and the life of others, which is even worse, right? You have even less control over the lives of others. If you can even control your own life, how can we control others? But we try that all the time. Yes, we do. So allowing is the opposite of trying to control our lives, the lives of others, the outcome of things. It's just allowing it to happen. You do one step at a time. You take an action and you allow the universe to respond to that. Then you do another step and allow it to respond, the universe to respond to that. And that's you following the signs of grace the universe is giving you. And you're allowing it to unfold beautifully and effortlessly. Okay? That's the tip for this week, until we meet again, that we allow more. So we can flow down the river and enjoy the ride instead of struggling as we ride through life. That we enjoy it more. And that's my wish for you and for all of us, that we enjoy life more. Okay, so that's the podcast for today. That we enjoy life now. Not tomorrow, but right now. Okay? So until we meet again, until next week, as always, I love you and I will keep you in my heart. Have a blessed week. Bye now. For more tips and to continue on your path to happiness and self-empowerment, check out my videos at brighttalk.com. If you enjoyed this podcast, make sure to subscribe. I would also appreciate if you could leave an honest rating for the show. Thank you so much for listening.